50 years ago this week, humans went to the moon for the first time. Apollo 8 broke low Earth orbit, went to the moon, and orbited it 10 times. Astronauts Frank Borman, James Lovell, and William Anders were the first to see the moon's far side. Now, there's a new NOVA documentary about Apollo 8. It's called Apollo's Daring Mission. It airs tonight on PBS stations around the country. And joining us to talk about it are the film's director, Rushmore DeNoyer. Welcome to you.
Hi, welcome. Thanks.
And John Aaron is also with us. He was in Mission Control during Apollo 8. Welcome to you, John Aaron, as well.
Well, thank you.
And I want to start with you, Rushmore. What drew you to this topic, this film? This is a mission that probably if you asked most Americans if they could name most of the missions that NASA has done, this would not be one that comes to mind, but it was a very important mission. What drew you to this?
Precisely what you just said. I think it's one of the most important ever flown, and almost everybody knows about the first moon landing, Neil Armstrong. I would argue that the landing couldn't have happened if 8 hadn't happened.
Why did it end up going to the moon? It wasn't supposed to do that in the first place, John.
It wound up going to the moon because the original plan was that the command and service module, which went to the moon, was planned to do operations in Earth orbit with a lunar lander vehicle. Now, the lunar lander vehicle got behind in schedule and its development. And so the logical conclusion was, well, we've got enough objectives with the big Saturn V booster and the new redesigned command module that we could go to the moon and learn how to operate in the vicinity of the moon.
Obviously, the Cold War was a big part of that. And the Russians were going to do it first, and the U.S. wanted to beat them.
Absolutely. That was America's and Kennedy's objective of going to the moon in the first place.
At the time, the troops on the front line in Mission Control weren't really aware of this, but the CIA told NASA the Soviets are planning to send a man around the moon, not orbit, but go out to the moon, swing around, and return to Earth before the end of 1968, which essentially would have trumped us and beaten NASA and possibly ended the space race.
Hmm. The film starts with a grim moment in NASA history, the launch pad death of three astronauts in the Apollo 1 space module. John, were you in Mission Control for that one?
That was my first shift on the Apollo program, having just come off the Gemini program.
Wow.
Yes, I was there in Mission Control the night that happened.
And what was that like? Would you remember about that?
Well, I was sitting there making sure that all of the communication circuits and the data circuits were working well when suddenly I heard the event happen. And like I say, I was new to the program, but I knew what had happened instantly.
Mm-hmm. And then what did you have to do?
What my job was to capture all the data I could find, archive it, and put it together, and unfortunately go home and try to get some sleep.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rushmore, you started the film with that. Why did you decide to do that? What is the connection between that and the Apollo 8 mission?
Well, it really seemed to be a good bookend to the story. I mean, the Apollo 1 fire, you know, until the Challenger accident, that was the lowest moment I think NASA ever had. They lost three astronauts, and people knew what they were doing was very dangerous, but no one was thinking it was dangerous on the ground. I mean, this was considered a routine test. It wasn't even classified as dangerous. So, for example, they didn't have ambulances and fire trucks standing by because it was considered a routine test. That's, you know, I have to say NASA investigated itself after the fire, and they didn't pull any punches, and they found a lot of problems with their procedures and a lot of problems with the spacecraft.
John, was that Apollo 1 disaster on your mind on the day of Apollo 8?
Yes, as well as other things. I think what there was a contribution, unfortunately, that was made by those three astronauts relative to the space program. And I know that's something that you have to be careful how I think about that. But there are a number of things, weaknesses that had crept into the design of the spacecraft in addition to things that caused the fire. NASA stood down. They had a mindset that we're going to dissect this spacecraft from top to bottom. We're going to audit all the designs. And that's what happened. And after that fire, we put our heads down and did all that. And 22 months later, we had a brand new redesigned spacecraft that we flew on Apollo 7, and the spacecraft performed flawlessly.
One of the lasting legacies of Apollo 8 is that it is the first time that we got images of the Earth from the moon, right, Rush?
That's correct. A beautiful, beautiful photograph that Bill Anders took, and all three of the astronauts say that, you know, there was that moment. No one was expecting that they would be looking at the Earth or thinking about the Earth. First time anyone was close to the moon, they were scouting out good places to land. Nobody thought, oh, yeah, you ought to photograph the Earth as well. But when all three of them saw it, the way they tell it, they all started grabbing cameras and because it just took their breath away.
Yes, I remember that. You know, in retrospect, I think we went to the moon thinking we'd be able to spend that time studying about the moon. It got set up that way because the way the spacecraft attitudes on the way to the moon, the crew never got a chance to look back at the Earth. Hmm. We went into lunar orbit, and it was two or three revolutions later before the attitude was changed. And when they came around the corner of the moon after being on the backside, wow, there it was.
Well, because there's no window out the back, right? It's just a rocket. So,
that's right.
So you can only look forward when you're in that.
So they were absolutely surprised, and they wound up what happened was probably captured the photograph that was the photograph of the last century. Hmm. That contribution, I believe, caused everybody on the planet to look different at our beautiful blue planet, how small it is, how fragile it looks. And that picture with our planet, our Earth, cast on a background of total darkness of space and the universe, gives you a whole new feeling of how to look at some of our problems here on Earth.
So that's a hell of a contribution, Rush. Is there any other big thing that we should know that you learned as you were putting this film together about Apollo 8, that a lasting legacy?
There's so much that Apollo accomplished. I mean, the Saturn V, you know, when John Glenn went into orbit for the first time, the first American to go into orbit, the rocket he was launched on had been tested without a person on it about 50 times. The Apollo 8 was only the third time that rocket ever flew, and here they were putting three people on it. The onboard computer that they developed for the Apollo spacecraft was an incredible accomplishment. It influenced our personal computers today. It was really the first time people trusted their lives to computers in the way that we now sort of take for granted.
Even though it looked like an old school calculator in the film, it doesn't look very modern today.
But I think the lasting legacy, you know, 1968 was an extremely divisive time in America. You know, we were bogged down in Vietnam. We had two major assassinations, one a presidential candidate, Bobby Kennedy, the other Martin Luther King. The Democratic National Convention in the summer broke down in riots, and no one expected it, but there they were. The last week of the year, we find this mission at the moon for the first time, circling the moon on Christmas Eve, and then the three astronauts read the story of Genesis from the Bible, and it was an unbelievable moment.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light.
And remarkably, no one told them that they ought to do that. It was their own decision, which Frank Borman in the film makes a point. You know, you can't even imagine that happening today. There would be layers of bureaucracy and memos and whatnot. But they chose it themselves, and it's an incredible moment.
The film is called Apollo's Daring Mission. It's a NOVA documentary about Apollo 8's trip to the moon. It's going to air tonight on PBS stations around the country. We've been speaking with John Aaron, who was in mission control for that mission, and also the director of the documentary. That would be Rushmore DeNoyer. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Jeremy.
Thanks for having us. I appreciate it.